Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cora Zanowski in for Chad Hartman. Lindsey Brown in for Dave Harrigan. You got the B squad today. We'll that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being the B squad. You know, when I was playing sports, I was usually like the bench warmer. So, you know, the B squad, the second string was usually an advantage.
We had different experiences.
No, yeah. You were athletic. I was not. I'm not athletic at all.
Well, look at you now, though. You're in the big
chair.
You got a law degree. Things worked out for you in the long run.
They did. I remembered when my son, who's now 33, when the first time when he played baseball, I looked at my wife and I said, he ain't going to be an athlete either. He was not.
What told you? Was it the follow-through on the throw? Was it batting stance?
It was everything.
Did he run towards third right after he made contact with the tee?
No. He liked to socialize more than play. So he's playing baseball, and he's out there in right field, like, talking to his buddy, and the ball comes rolling. One, he was, you know, we put him in right field. He kind of tried to hide him in there. And his best friend, who my son just got married in August, and Jesse, who was his best friend, was there. And Jesse was a great athlete. I mean, he was a fantastic athlete, so you could see it. But anyway, today is election day, as we know. I mean, it's usually these elections in the odd years. Like, two things happened to me that I'm talking about on the show today. One, I didn't even know the Gopher men's basketball team opened their actual season last night. I was completely unaware of that. I don't know how that could be the case. I get it was one of those pushover games, but new coach, new excitement. We're going to talk to Andy Greeter next hour. He was out there to talk about that. And the other thing was, I get a text this morning from my stepdaughter, and she's a school teacher. And at 6 in the morning, she sends us all texts, which my wife did not appreciate because her phone kept bling, 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 because she's sending us a text at 6 a.m., giving each of us where our polling place is, mm-hmm. and that we have to be there by 8, and explicit instructions because she's a school teacher.
So she's on it.
And there's a Roseville school board. And you know how what's going on in some of these school boards now? You mm-hmm. get some of these people coming in that want to burn books, stuff like that.
Sure.
So she
save the kids.
So she said she gave us the names of three people. It says these are educators. They're, you know, so you got to get out and vote for them. Even though, you know, like, I don't have any kids in the Roseville School District, but I don't think it matters. I live in the Roseville School District. At least
you want to invest in the future and make sure they're set up well, right? It doesn't matter if you don't have kids anymore.
Look, there's a lot of these book burners in school boards. I'm not in favor of that. I'm not in favor of the book burners. In fact, when there was a school board election in Roseville a couple of years ago, one of my buddies who lives in Roseville, a lefty like me, and this person gets up and knocks on the door and says, and I told him, I said, I had gotten another one from Molly telling us, don't vote for these people, vote for these people. And so somebody came to his door, this was before knocking, and he said, are you the one that wants to burn books? And they said, well, no. And he slammed the door on that person. And he says, I'm not only going to not vote for you, I am going to tell everybody I know to show up at the election and not vote for you. So that's kind of what Molly's doing. I'm not going to go on the airwaves and say who she told me to vote for. But we will say that. But this is really kind of an interesting election day in Minnesota. I mean, so we've got the Minneapolis races for mayor and all 13 city council seats. We got the election for the St. Paul mayor, and we got two special Senate races. So first of all, the funny thing is, the two mayor's races in St. Paul and Minneapolis, there's no GOPers to be seen. They're all Dems. So it's the battle between, especially in Minneapolis, the battle between left, like, you know, which is Mayor Fry, and then way left, which is the Democratic Socialists, and led by State Senator Omar Fateh. And so it's left and way left, mm-hmm. you know, and that's going to be interesting. And I don't think it's quite the same in St. Paul, where it's Melvin Carter. He's also pursuing a third term in office. He faces a challenge from State Rep Kaholi Herr, a former staffer. The campaign has stayed tamer than in Minneapolis, with the debate focused more on leadership style than political differences. That's out of the Star Tribune today. But we do know what's going on in Minneapolis. That's a real battle between the city council and Mayor Fry. I know one of the few times I filled in for Chad, or might have been Jason, I had Fry on to talk about some of the issues. So we know it's a lot. Like, we'll see. And I think from all the polling, I think both of them are going to probably get through it. But then there are two special Senate races. And, you know, a lot of these races, for example, like the Melissa Hortman seat, you know, that was always going to be Democratic, right? But you have to have the election, but that was always going to be Democratic. But there's two of them open. So one, a seat in the eastern Twin Cities suburbs opened when former DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell resigned after a jury found her guilty of burglary. Now, she's a Dem, and I think, you know, I'm not an expert necessarily on all the politics here, but I think that there's some debate about whether, I think that's a closer district, I think. Maybe when we get Amy Koch on later, I can ask her that question. We may get her on to talk about Demuth. Is that how you pronounce it? Demuth, who's running for governor? Well, we'll get to that it later this hour. But when we're talking about that that's former DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell resigned after she was found guilty of burglary. Another in the rural areas west of the metro became vacant after 75-year-old Senator Bruce Anderson, a Republican from Buffalo, died in July. So there's one race they lost they lost a Dem, and one lost a Republican. And like a lot of the districts we have in the Minnesota legislature, you know, like where I live, it's always Democrat. But, you know, in some places, but there's still some close ones. So if either one of those flips, you know, that's right now the Senate is basically tied, I think. And so those are very important elections here on the mid year or odd year, the odd year elections, which usually do not have a lot going on. And also, we'll talk about it later. There's a similar thing going on in New York, where there's three candidates running. But Cuomo is back. Cuomo's back, and he's
got a big endorsement, Scott.
Yeah, Trump. You know when a guy's a politician, mm-hmm. and he's been kicked out because he's had sexual harassment, you know who is going to endorse him? Donald Trump.
Well, it's his campaign platform,
they're,
Scott.
They're birds of a feather. They stick together. Isn't that right?
So Billie Eilish says.
So anyway, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. I will be going I'm going to leave here and go back to my office and do actual lawyer work before I go home, but I'm going to stop by and do that. Coming up next, perhaps the most powerful vice president in history passed away. His legacy is complicated. We'll talk about Dick Cheney next here on 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Chad. Lindsay in for Harrigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, Monday, like I said at the on the tease, probably the most influential and powerful vice president of our time, because usually the vice president. By the way, Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
I do have Netflix.
Do you watch The Diplomat?
I have not watched Kerry Russell in that.
It's tremendous.
Show yet. It's really good.
It's really good.
You love an espionage show, don't you?
I just love the whole vibe of Kerry Russell.
Right.
She's basically playing the same personality that she played in
The Americans.
In The Americans.
Again,
it's
espionage.
A different concept, but she's really this very. She's it's like the same person, only now she's a foreign service agent and she's a diplomat.
So she's serving the American
and
people
rather
than being.
And she's smarter than everybody in the room.
Sure.
And the banter is very similar to what it was like in, what was that White House show?
West Wing.
West Wing. It's very back and forth.
Yep.
And in fact, if you watch a show called Veep.
Unbelievable okay, program.
That has the banter, the sharp banter, but it's hilarious and X-rated most of the time.
Oh, yes.
And so, in fact, I'd forgotten. And there's, so with, but so anyway, there the, her husband is trying to become the vice president, and he's not going to be weak. But Dick Cheney was, because the movie Veep, I keep thinking Veep, that's the television show. The movie is Vice. And the movie, if you want to get a good feeling for Dick Cheney, you ought to see that movie, and I'll tell you why. First of all, we know what Dick Cheney was known for, right? Dick Cheney was, first of all, everyone remembers when he got shot in the face with a shotgun during a hunting trip. You remember that one? You might not remember that.
Oh, no, I
remember this.
That's
what everybody remembers. He also always would have Scalia on these hunting trips with them. So the Supreme Court justices getting all these favors, which they're all getting these favors. You know, he was buddies with Scalia. He was that. He was also a very much a hawk. And if you watch the movie Vice, you kind of get to know Dick Cheney a little bit, if he's like he is. And one of the things you learn at the end of the movie, and this kind of became important later in life or later now. Of course, one of his daughters is gay. Okay, not Liz, but the other daughter.
The other one.
I can't remember her name, but she's the end of that movie. Dick Cheney is preparing Liz to run for his congressional seat in Wyoming. And she says, and the daughter who's gay, and Cheney had no problem with her being gay. At least that's how he's perceived in the movie. And I think that's probably true because he loved his daughter, right? And what he does is he says, honey, we have to be against anti-gay marriage, anti-rights. Otherwise, your sister will never be elected in Wyoming. He just made the political decision and she kind of storms out. And that was kind of how the movie ended. It was kind of a sad ending to the movie. But when I watched this movie, the reason why he became W's vice president is because W wanted the vice president to basically run it. He wanted a guy that was going to run it all. And so when Cheney goes to visit with W, played by Sam Rockwell, he puts his feet up on the desk with, I mean, it's a very funny movie.
He's great.
It's a really interesting, funny movie. It's kind of making fun of a lot of the things that they do. But Dick Cheney, his wife, he was really close to his wife, and she said, she said, why do you want to be vice president? He goes, I really don't. So he takes the meeting, and all of a sudden, W says, I don't want you to be vice president. I want you to basically run the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I want you to do it. And so all of a sudden, he goes back to his wife, and Dick Cheney goes, this is a bonanza, right? I get to do all the policy things I want, and I don't have to be the president. It's perfect. And, you know, that's why we got into the weapons of mass destruction and all that from Dick Cheney. So somebody would say to me, what do you think of Dick Cheney? You know, like I said, the first thing I think about is the movie Vice. The second thing I think about is him getting shot in the face at the thing. But the other thing is that he was very much a person who he had been involved in Richard Nixon's.
Was he chief of staff?
He was. I think he was. And then when the Nixon thing all blew up, you know, and they're kind of out of it. And then another thing happened, and all of a sudden he rose to the top of the Republican Party
at that point.
Yeah, and he did a lot of things that like the way they would talk about certain things and the words they would use. I mean, he was very strategic in that. And this is from the New York Times. I mean, he's widely regarded as the most powerful vice president in American history, who was George W. Bush's running mate in two successful campaigns. He's plagued. The cause of his death was complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease, according to a statement from his family. He died Monday at 84. Plagued by coronary problems nearly all of his adult life, Mr. Cheney had 5 heart attacks from 78 to 2010 and wore a device to regulate his heartbeat since 2001. But his health issues did not seem to impair his performance as vice president. In 2012, 3 years after retiring, he underwent a successful heart transplant and had reasonably active since then. So Cheney served father and son presidents, leading the armed forces as defense chief during the Persian Gulf War under President George H.W. Bush, before returning to public life as vice president under Bush's son, George W. Bush. Now, here's the thing that really made him in my mind. First of all, Liz Cheney, one of the few Republicans to have that, you know, even though she doesn't bow down.
She doesn't biologically have
cojones, but she has other cojones. She has
she has ovaries. Scott.
That's what she's got.
They're bigger and better. They do a lot more.
That's a good point. And so she was the one that stood up and said, this is ridiculous. Of course, she lost her seat in Wyoming, which goes back to show that Dick Cheney knew he wanted Liz to get a seat. So he just said, we're going to be anti-gay. You know, sorry, but we got to get elected. But she said, sorry, it's one thing to do that. It's another thing to have an anti-democratic president in there. This was what she said. Somebody said, pull up your popcorn and listen to me rip Trump. Yeah, go ahead, because I'm going to, because it's true.
Isn't that fascinating, though, that Liz made the decision that her father never did?
But, you know, it is really interesting. But one is...
His sister's name is Mary, just so we...
Is it one is a little bit different? I mean...
Sure.
It is. I mean, back in those days, okay, you know, gay rights were not what they are now.
No.
But there's a difference between perceiving the president taking over the White House as being anti-democratic and just taking a position where maybe there's, you know, that later could be changed. And it could. That it wasn't anti-democratic, I guess my point is. I think the reason that she changed and the reason that the famous quote that Dick Cheney had in the election was, years after leaving office, he became a target of President Donald Trump, especially after daughter Liz Cheney became the leading Republican critic an examiner of Trump's desperate attempts to stay in power after his election defeat and his actions in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. This is Cheney's quote. In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who was a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump, Cheney said in a television ad for his daughter. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. So those are Dick Cheney's words, a very conservative Republican.
This is Reagan's guy. Whose guy is Reagan's, right? What is Donald Trump, at least early goings, was so much based on the Make America Great Again, a lot of what Ronald Reagan had ran on. And what I also find really fascinating about that shift in the Republican Party, because I don't know if you've seen the TV series Mrs. America, and it focuses on the first ladies at different points in history, and they did one on Betty Ford and all the things that she did, the addiction that she suffered with, and obviously worked to help others overcome. But she was an advocate for the Equal Rights Amendment. And a lot of people could say that's a big reason why her husband wasn't reelected, is that he wasn't marching to the beat of the drum that the Republican Party was switching to. And so I wonder, I've asked this to several of my family members because I don't agree with most of the things that they believe in. At what point did that change for you? Like, I would like to ask Dick, At what point did it become, this is the biggest threat to our democracy? Because for the majority of this time, he was marching to the same drum that you were, and something changed.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a difference between Ronald Reagan's policies were very conservative. It was very favorable for the rich, the trickle-down economics,
exactly.
A lot of the stuff that I don't like about Republican policies. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between Reagan and Trump. The difference is Reagan, these are the policies he believed in. But Reagan was not anti-democratic. Reagan, when he, you know, if he was
just anti-union at the end,
maybe. Oh, there's a lot of things. But until Trump, I don't agree with a lot of the Republican policies. But I believe that that there should be some difference between conservatives and liberals. I mean, that's what helps make our country. Because you know what? Back in those days, Reagan would sit down with the Speaker of the House. What was his name? He'd been there forever. Somebody can probably write into me. And it was very, very much a Democrat. And they would sit down and have a couple scotches together, and they would get stuff done. Now, nobody's getting anything done because neither side will bow to the other. I mean, that's just what's going on. So that was Dick Cheney. But that's what he said. He goes, and in a twist, he said that he was going to vote for Kamala Harris. I mean, Dick. So that's why Dick Cheney has a very complicated legacy. But I'll tell you what. You can believe in conservative politics and still be very American, okay? Because Trump doesn't believe in any kind of politics, the least of which conservative. He's basically, we're going so much into debt, and most of that money's going into the rich people's pockets. It's welfare for the rich. That's the number one thing he does. But look, you can have those policies if you want. You got elected, but it's the fact that he doesn't respect our election policies that's the most dangerous as far as Donald Trump. When we come back, let's see. So that's Dick Cheney. Coming up next, the race for Minnesota governor has a new GOP candidate, and she comes out of the box swinging. We'll talk about that next here. And Korzenowski in for Chad on 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yo, we're back. Korzenowski back. We're going to be owned by Amy Koch very soon. But first, a new candidate entered the race, I think it was yesterday, and she did it with a bang. Here's her video going after our governor a little bit.
Think of how easy it would be to be a damn Republican. Oh, what should I wear today? This stupid freaking red hat. Donald Trump's Escapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
My country's being stolen by fascists and Nazis.
Enough. I've had enough of the hate and enough of the lies and enough of Tim Walz dividing Minnesotans to cover up his failures. Let's be real. Tim Walz doesn't just disagree with us. He hates us. He's more focused on attacking President Trump than on fixing Minnesota. I grew up right here. Mom worked at a bank. Dad drove a bus. We went to church on Sundays, worked hard. Families were thriving. We believed in Minnesota. Now, too many homes boarded up. Too many families living in fear of crime and rising costs. Drugs flooding our streets, taxes through the roof, and a governor more worried about pleasing the far left than doing what's actually right. He blew the surplus, raised taxes, let fraud run wild. He attacked ICE and gave free health care to illegal immigrants. That's not leadership, that's betrayal. But Minnesotans don't give up. We fight for what's right. That's why I ran for school board, to give parents a voice. Why I led Republicans in the House to stop Walz's reckless spending and radical agenda. And I'll always fight to make sure girls' spaces are for girls, not men in dresses. Because our daughters deserve fairness, and our families deserve freedom. I'll never bow to the radical mob, and I'll never apologize for standing up for common sense. My mom taught me something simple. You can complain, or you can do something. And I've never been one to sit on the sidelines. I fought Walz's fraud, his waste, his attacks on our freedom, and I'm not done yet.
I'm Lisa Daymuth, and I'm running for governor because Minnesota's worth fighting for. Let's fire Tim Walz and take our state back.
And we're joined by Amy Koch, American politician and former majority leader of the Minnesota Senate, and one of my favorite guests. I guess, you know, she had really had a reputation in the legislature of working together with Melissa Hortman and others and being fairly, you know, different on policies, but she's kind of coming out and she's she's dropping the gauntlet, the Trump gauntlet. Does that surprise you, or did you expect something like that?
Well, you know, she mentions Trump, but I think in the entire video, she mentioned Walz about, 50 times.
Right.
And I mean, it's smart, right? She's kind of coming out with really strong remarks. And I'm like, this is why it's anytime you're running against a two-term incumbent like that, you have to come out with, like, an argument for why should we be changing horses midstream? Or why should we be switching? Not even midstream, like down the road, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. And so this was an entry that we have talked about, Steve, for a while. And would she or wouldn't she? And she jumped in this week. This race just got a lot hotter. That's what I'll say.
So do you think so? The other nominees, as I got it, is Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, the U.S. Army veteran Kendall Qualls, and Representative Christine Robbins. Is it fair to say that, I've got to get my phone. I don't know what happened there. That Christy Robbins was the GOP favorite, but now is it maybe Demeth? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the endorsement is always a little tougher needle to thread, and I don't know that Kristen was the front runner there. She certainly was probably, I think a strong general election candidate, right? The one that could win. She's demonstrated one in the suburbs. I think a stronger candidate. Plus, Kendall Qualls and Doc Jensen had run before, and Dr. Jensen had lost by 8 points. So there was a sort of like somebody new. But now with Speaker Damothin, you've got higher name ID, you've got a demonstrated fundraising ability, and also she's just an A candidate, right? She's really polished, she's really smart, she's really knowledgeable on all issues. I will say Kristen Robbins, you know, as the chair of Fraud, Waste, and Abuse, has a good platform there. But really, the speaker has had a front row seat for all of these things that she was talking about, right? Whether it's all the fraud discussions and the budget discussions and raising taxes and all the policy, disagreements that they had when it comes to, health care for illegal immigrants, all of those things, she was at the front of, she was at front and center debating and arguing and negotiating with Governor Walz. And so she'll be able to really speak strongly to those things in areas that he's probably more vulnerable than he's been in his last two races.
Yeah, I agree with that. I get kind of a kick out of it, really, because it's just so ridiculous. Walz is dividing us while we're not. Well, it's kind of hard to argue that Trump isn't dividing everybody, right? And this is just Walz kind of coming back at him. I mean, but I guess, she has the right to say it. I mean, she played that video of him saying that. He said it, right? Now, if he was Trump, he'd deny saying it. But at least Walz is going to admit that he said it. I mean, she's really kind of to come. She's coming out. That's really going to appeal to obviously the Trump voters in our state, which there's a fair amount of them. Obviously, he lost the state only by a couple of points. But what about, like you said, some of these other Republicans? Do you think that they are going to be turned off by the message that she came out with first?
Well, that's the needle that anyone has to thread, right? There's not enough Republicans. There's not enough even Trump Republicans or independents to win in the state. It's just, he's made strong runs. He's spent money here. So what you have to do is sort of get those folks and then also pick up those disaffected Republicans, pick up independents, pick up some moderate Democrats, and do it in a really smart way. Now, I will say on the Trump issue, Speaker Damoth has been really sharp in a lot of press conferences. Anything that he kind of says on a national level or things at federal where there's news making, she was really, I think, correct in saying to the press, look, if it affects the state, I will comment on it. But if it doesn't, I'm just not going to. I'm staying focused on state issues. And if she can keep on that message throughout this campaign, I think it will bode well. I think it's a really smart tech to take anyway.
I agree. Yeah. Let me ask you another question here. Given that there's two seats up for grabs, the first seat in Eastern Twin Cities suburbs opened when former DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell resigned after a jury found her guilty of burglary. And the other one is in the rural areas west of the metro, after 75-year-old Senator Bruce Anderson, a Republican from Buffalo, died in July. Are either one of those seats a close call, or are both of those seats, or one of those seats? I guess what I'm wondering is, I think we know when Michelle Hortman's seat went up, it was pretty obvious that a Democrat was going to win it. Is it the same case in the district from which DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell is now resigned? Is that up for grabs?
Well, the Wright County one, that's my district, and that is not up for grabs. That's Michael Holmstrom. He will win. That is Republican.
Yes.
The Woodbury seat, I kind of had a question in my head because of all the scandal around Senator Mitchell and the DFL really sort of like her hanging around for a year and a half and all kind of the ugly stories. And was the DFL, should they have been stronger in saying, you need to step down? And then eventually, finally, she did after a year and a half and a conviction. And I thought that might be more in play. I haven't really seen it, I'll be honest. Anything can happen as special, but it does seem like the current state rep, Hemmingson Yeager, is going to cruise to a DFLer is going to cruise to victory there.
So these elections aren't going to tip the scales in the Senate.
No, we'll be dead even. We'll be same. It'll be 34-33 in the Senate, DFL, and 67-67 in the House.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Seems like I had one more question here, if I can remember it, but I can't. So I appreciate you joining us, and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, everybody.
I got one.
Watching tonight.
I remember what I was going to say. This is kind of a viewpoint that I have on a lot of things. For example, you might remember years ago when Adrian Peterson was caught, you know, hitting his child with a switch, right? And I was then on 1500, and I got into a big debate with my then radio partner, Jim Suhan. And I said, you know what, if Adrian Peterson is not going to be convicted by our Justice Department and he's going to be allowed to be free saying you didn't break any laws, why should he be suspended from playing football? I always said at least he's away from his children when he's playing football and he's making money to care for his children. Why should the NFL or any professional sports league be meeting out justice? And I kind of feel the same way in politics. When Nicole Mitchell was charged, this comes from the lawyer in me. She was charged, but she wasn't convicted. And I would have said this if she was a Republican. I think if you're charged with a crime, you should be able to defend yourself and see whether it comes true or not. Now, if you want to resign, like the legislator who was caught in a sting, you know, trying to date, you know, underage women, he knew he was going to be forced to resign, and he chose to. He probably didn't want to be in public. But how do you feel about that? I mean, I didn't have a problem with Nicole Mitchell staying, and I wouldn't have had a problem if she was a Republican and stayed. But once she was convicted, that's a different story. What do you think?
So, you know, it's really, you're asking the person, right, who I have a general, I tend to lean more in your direction, Steve, in that these are humans. They are going to make mistakes. And if it is not impacting their job, you know, what are we doing, right? Are we expecting perfection for people in an imperfect, well, we're all, you know, sort of like those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I will say in certain areas, though, and in this case, I felt like with Senator Mitchell, there was a victim in that, and it was not her. It was her stepmother, mm-hmm. And frankly, the Detroit Lakes Police, who were, you know, we would have us believe that she was caught all in black. She explained that she was a state senator. There was, you know, she was telling us it was a confused, you know, with dementia stepmother, and that law enforcement took her to jail anyway. That was just stretched the bounds of believability. I do think that there's kind of a spectrum there. And when you dug into that case, it was pretty ugly. And so it's kind of judgment call. And ultimately, in the end, the voters get to decide. I mean, you know, if someone decides not to resign, well, then the voters get to kind of decide if they're going to remove them or let them keep serving.
Absolutely. And you're right. You're kind of pointing to that. There were some uncontested facts that
there were some just,
you know, she was trying to explain them, but she never came out and said, I didn't break in. Well, I wasn't in the house.
She lied.
Yeah, she did. Well, yeah, that's what. Well, Amy, thanks for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk again in the future.
Yeah, we'd love to. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, okay. Have a great day. Happy Election Day, everyone.
Yeah, you too. Happy Election Day. When we come back, why Halloween is fast becoming one of my favorite. So, I was recounting, I was talking to my wife the other day, and I said when I was a kid and we did Halloween, we would always, you know, dress up, and then we would always use pillowcases for our candy.
Only the real ones use the pillowcases to collect the candy. Thank you for saying it.
I don't see anybody do that anymore.
Nope.
You have to go to the dollar store and you can buy a little bag that looks like, you know, princess or something you want. I was at a dollar store the other day and it was, I was blown away by
it. The overlord just wants to make sure you don't get an extra ration. That's what they're trying to do with those buckets.
Yeah, but right now we have three grandchildren. So we have one that is almost two.
Oh,
it is walking and can talk pretty good. You know, talk hilariously, right? Mm-hmm. And the one that's her cousin is about 5 months younger than her, and she's just a petite little thing. And we get them dressed up in these bunny costumes. I was dressed up like a duck. And the reason was because when I take Charlotte, who is the almost 2-year-old, we go to this restaurant near our house called Jimmy's, which is a great sports bar.
The Jimmy's.
I know Jimmy's.
I'm very familiar.
And they have great breakfast, right? So we take her there for breakfast, and mm-hmm. you go to the door, and they have this machine where you can have a crane, mm-hmm. and it picks up a duck. And so she always gets a Jimmy Duck. So she's got like three, every time we go, she calls them Jimmy Duck. So I was dressed up as Jimmy Duck. And then we go around the neighborhood and you're watching these little girls. And then we have a boy, but he's only like 6 weeks old. So we're just hauling, his dad's just hauling him around,
right,
holding
he's
him.
He's in the pumpkin suit that every person that's ever been born in your family.
Yeah, I don't even know that he was dressed up. I have to remember, but I don't think he was.
It's tough to find costumes that small that aren't homemade.
And he wasn't getting hurt. But the two little girls would walk up there. I mean, and they were just as cute as can be.
Holding hands.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They like each other. They get along well together. And stand up there. And then people say, oh, we got to take a picture. And I mean, it was just so cute that I couldn't believe how cute it was. So my wife was dressed up like Minnie Mouse.
So you full participation from the family.
Yes.
What do they call you? Pop, Grandpa?
I'm Pops.
You're Pops?
I'm Pops.
So Pops was a duck.
And my wife's name, his name is Lisa, so her nickname is Lily.
Love it.
So they really love Lily's house. Lily's house. That's what they say.
I bet Lily's a great time.
Oh, my God, yes.
And you're just icing on the cake. The fact that you're willing to dress up as a duck tells me a lot about you, Scott.
Well, and I've gotten them both. I've gotten both Charlotte and now Gracie to do the skull chant with me.
Teach them
to do the skull chant.
We got to get into that in the next couple hours about the all-time high. You must be right.
Oh, it is. That's, right, you know, it's. I'm wondering if I shouldn't be. Prosecuted for child abuse if I have them become Vikings fans, right? There's a lot of abuse ahead of them on that. So that's
generational trauma.
Now there's a little bit on one side of the family, there's a little bit of Packers blood over there. We always were concerned about that there's
cycle breakers.
Yeah, you don't want to have Packers blood. There's we were supposed to buy this. There was one of the nephews a Brett Favre jersey or a Packers jersey. So my wife bought him a Packers jersey, but it wasn't delivered on time. So she went and got him a football. I said, that's good because
we can do better than a Favre jersey at this point.
Well,
it
was a Packers jersey. I don't think it would be
right.
We don't want to
get
do
him a Jordan Love jersey, right? Yeah.
Jordan Love just chokes. He hasn't swindled money from anybody yet.
Exactly.
That's okay. If you just choke every now and again, that's okay. That's a natural thing to do when you're Jordan Love. So let's see. At the top of the hour, when we're going to have Derek Shelton. Is that what's coming up? Right.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock.
Yep, we have the Shelton, presser.
So the introductory press conference of Derek Shelton, the Twins' new manager. So we're 57-50. Is that right?
That's when we're going out. Correct.
You know, I thought Jim Suhan wrote a really good column on that because it seems to me that the Twins have a lot of problems, right? And it seems to me firing the manager and hiring his best friend, who's basically believes in all the same things Rocco Baldelli does, while granted, I think Derek Shelton might become a great manager. But it seems like they're not fixing the real problem. The real problem is the money they have to spend and the fact that whoever is spending the money isn't doing a very good job of it. Okay, because the Twins have fallen apart the last 2 years. And so I don't think that either one of those situations was Rocco Baldelli's fault. I think it was the fault of the rosters they put together and maybe some bad luck. I know he's coming up and he's going to be announced. He's a former manager of the Pirates, former assistant manager or a bench coach with the Twins. I've always thought I would be good at coaching the bench because I'd spent most of my athletic years on the bench. I always love that bench coach. So he's just coaching the players that are on the bench?
It's rowdy, okay? Those rally caps, they got a large range of motion.
Don't they? At some point, they leave the bench and go and play. So anyway, Derek Shelton coming up here on 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.